And we will be back.
All right.
Take care, buddy. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
And now, a star is born. On March 26, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Steven Tyler. The future rocker came into the world in the same way he would eventually spend his life, screaming. Steven Tyler, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Democrats in Congress are demanding the full release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report and the underlying evidence by next Tuesday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says about Mueller concluding the Trump campaign did not work with the Russian government to influence the 2016 election.
There was a big difference between whether there's evidence of collusion, and I think that evidence is in plain sight, and whether you can establish a proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy, and I accept his conclusion that he could not.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says no to voting on a House-passed resolution calling for the report's release and says about Democrats' disappointment with what's come out.
In any sane political moment, all of this would be very welcome news to all Americans.
Mueller's team was inconclusive about whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice in the case. The president says releasing the entire report is fine with him. This is Fox News.
A piece of scorched white bread? This morning show team ain't afraid of no toast. You've got Greg Budell.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Jay Scott.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Emily Hayes.
Are you the Keymaster?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Wow, this place is great.
Sometimes shit happens. Someone has to deal with it. And who are you going to call?
You better call three men and a lady.
Yeah, because we not only don't use those words, we don't know what they mean either. It is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. Random Facts coming up with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Do it again. I like it.
And, of course, the forecast with the one and only incorrigible this morning, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Just hours away
from baseball here in Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium, Auburn and Alabama. It's going to be a big one. As a matter of fact, usually it's a sellout. Did you say that As of a few days ago, there were still
single tickets.
Some single tickets.
Odd locations, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the biggest crowds they've ever had at Riverwalk involved the Max Capital City Classic. Today, breezy, cool, high in the mid-60s, north winds 10 to 15. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. I've got a 20% chance in this afternoon and this evening. Chilly tonight, low 44. If you are going to the Max Capital City Classic, definitely wear a jacket. 63 by first pitch. Upper 50s by the end. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s, maybe near 70. Cold tomorrow night, low 42. A little warmer Thursday, high 73. Nice day Friday, 78 the high. Saturday's high near 80. I think we're dry during the day, but showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night into Sunday, with Sunday's high a little bit cooler by then. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. Our temperature is down a degree from last hour. We're at 50 now at 7:06. And yesterday we welcomed to the show Dylan Rings. They're located here in Montgomery. Family-owned business, operated, dedicated to excellent customer service. Well, they've been around since 1993. And Josh has been, it's been kind of his thing to create. And
I don't want to be a super creep, but I see on your screen over there a picture of my birthstone, which is Marsh's birthstone, the aquamarine.
That's something Josh created himself. I mean, this guy is
that's beautiful.
Artiste. These are look at some of his creations here.
I wish you guys, you can see it if you go look at them on Facebook.
Facebook at Dylan Rings.
Just gorgeous, gorgeous, catching the light from all angles. Oh.
Yesterday, you and I were talking about this Easter special here, this cross that he created. How would you describe, wouldn't your mother
I think any lady would love that. Yeah. It's
the Easter message that goes with
it's so well done, mm-hmm. And it's not just a simple cross. It's the pieces are made almost like nails, reminiscent of nails, and it's got the draping on it and stuff, which is what you see in church right now when you go to church, and it's the purple draping on it.
So that's Josh's creation, but they also have designer pieces from around the world in their showroom, and you can see their work on Josh's work on Facebook, and also read some of the testimonials on there at dylanrings.com. Testimonials from very happy customers. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on the Atlanta Highway on Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open today through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dylan Rings.
Balake, where is Balake at?
Patience, he's right here.
Good morning. As we roll into the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we're starting to see a buildup of traffic, especially on the boulevard. It's starting to get busy out there, but there are no delays other than delays at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you. 65 and 85 are rolling along smooth this morning. And if you're coming in from Wetumpka or Prattville, we don't see any problems on the 31s. Keep in mind, school zones are about to go into effect, so watch out. School speed limit is 15 miles an hour. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $420. And the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation was made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
classic. Classic in honor of the Capital City Classic. Baumhauer's a great place to go before or after the game.
Yes.
Because you have a little time, maybe after work, grab a sandwich there. Or one of their many addicted. The Bowl series is
also those are so good.
Awesome stuff at Baumhauer's. Classic is the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to repeat that word back to me at 272-9228, the ninth caller to do that. And we did it late in the show yesterday. I think we caught everybody off guard.
Keep them on their toes, Greg.
Got to do that. We'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Again, the word of the day is classic. All right, we have Random Facts with Jay coming up. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. You want to give us a tease on some of the topics we'll cover?
Let's see.
Opie. Michael McDonald.
Opie.
you know, I'm gonna cover. I got the pyramids. I got the Salem witch trials in here.
Well, I just watched a great thing on the Smithsonian show.
Ariel Salem.
Ariel witch trials. What's giving you a stern look?
Salem air disasters.
Salem witch air disaster.
Yeah, they do a great analysis on how a broomstick came flaming down to earth.
Found all the parts of the broomstick, put
I
it back
never
together.
Knew Hitler was involved with Salem.
Mock me if you wish.
Got one on Ohio?
Ariel Salem. Salem air disasters. It's called America's Hidden Secrets. And I take one last night.
I've actually seen the series and I love it, by the way. I love their stuff. Did you see the one on Jefferson Davis? Plot to murder Jefferson Davis?
Yes, I have.
That was really good.
I have, as a matter of fact. In fact, when you look at the Ariel shows, if I may.
Ariel Davis?
Why don't you tell us some of the shows you watch, Emily, so we can laugh at you.
Ariel Confederacy.
Well, in a way, they do that because it's like when they did Ariel Georgia, they...
What did they do? I'm actually paying attention.
They show you Andersonville and some of the... It's gut-wrenching.
I love the series.
So some of the battlegrounds?
Because they
did every state in the Union, and now they're doing places like Africa and Europe and Ireland.
That was out.
It's really cool.
Ooh, that's probably really
And then
pretty.
You find out why they call it the Emerald Isle.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they had Salem over there in Ireland, but I found that out.
I watched a documentary last
In fact, I saw Ariel Mayberry because they do Mount Airy, North Carolina.
That's right,
North
they
Carolina,
did. They actually did do
Andy
that.
Andy Griffith was I from and finally that. Admitted before he passed away that, yes, Mayberry was based on Mount
Airy.
Yeah.
In
a little town. I'd love to see it because they've got all kinds of Mayberry businesses and stuff.
And why not? Wouldn't you do that if you were
there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ice cream parlor that sells nothing but mashed potatoes. So you could eat just like Opie did on the show. Anyway, now I forgot why I brought that whole thing up.
About Salem.
Oh, yeah.
So Salem is one of the random facts. And okay, good. Great. Random facts.
All right. It is 7:15. I don't like to do emotional manipulations here on the show, but once again, I have to make a plea on behalf of Eddie Bader, who is waiting, probably up already, waiting to take a real estate listing and turn it into a sold home. But he's so good at what he does that he runs out of them quickly.
Eddie got to eat, y'all.
Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. He's one of those high-energy guys you cannot help but love. He approaches his business with such passion. So he is looking for listings. He would love to be the guy that sells your home for you and also be the guy to help you find your next home as well, because that's what he does. He's a buyer's agent.
Yeah, we're entertaining the thought of that. So we've asked Eddie some questions, and he called it on one house that we had been looking at. He said, I think the price is going to go down on this pretty soon. And I kid you not, 2 days later, it was cut $15,000. And it's like, whoa, Eddie!
Somebody with his level of experience knows that.
He knows. He knows the area so well.
I would bet that you could sit with him at a table, and he could do chapter and verse on things you're looking for in your price range without referring to his laptop or anything else. That's how well he knows it. So work for somebody who will work hard for you. Work with somebody that will work hard for you. That's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. And I promise you, this is a guy you'll really enjoy and appreciate the skill set he brings to the table. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. 7:15. We got news. The Random Facts is next.
Alabama News
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after the victim in a shooting from earlier this month died. Authorities say 35-year-old Xavier Smith died from his injuries last Friday. He was shot on March 9th in the 3400 block of McGee Road. No arrests have been made in this case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police say 11 people were injured in six different shootings this past weekend. Police Chief Ernest Finley says the victims are all in stable condition. He tells us they've made some arrests with charges pending. And retired General Ed Crowell has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. He says improving schools is one of his top priorities. Montgomery's municipal elections are August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This HBO documentary about Elizabeth Holmes is fascinating. And wow, she really doesn't blink. It's just a blank stare. It's like the one I give to guys who show up for a date wearing sneakers. It just leaves me dumbfounded. And like Mark Zuckerberg, she wears the same outfit every day. He didn't blink either. Maybe they're robots. I mean, come on, at one point she was a female billionaire and she didn't want to go out and shop. Does Silicon Valley not have a good mall? Then there's her voice.
It's so deep.
It's no wonder she only wears pants. Well, now she's valued at zero, and that's about the same as my checkbook. So I guess I'm even with someone who was on the cover of Forbes.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And now it's time for Ariel. Random.
That's really good, Abby.
OB, up to your room.
I'll be up there later. Did you know Ernest Hemingway was recruited as a spy for the KGB?
Yeah.
In 1941.
My microphone wasn't on.
Stop taking that so personally. I have four microphones, four fingers, and occasionally I miss. Please, give me an allowance for...
It's okay. I just go downstairs and write in my diary.
It's not deliberate. That's what I'm trying to say.
Greg didn't turn my microphone on again today.
I'll flog myself when I get
home. I must have done something to upset him. He was to exclude me from the show.
Getting back to Hemingway, he was recruited, but he said no?
Well, his code name was Argo.
Oh.
But he never provided any valuable information and was abandoned by the Soviets by the end of the 1940s.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's his KGB story. Yeah. Did you know that the pyramids were not built by slaves?
Oh.
Yeah, the builders received honorable burials and the best medical aid as well. They were paid very well, and they worked in 3-month shifts. But they were not built by slaves.
Hmm.
So,
I still have trouble believing they were built by people.
I know. It's
just sure.
It's amazing.
The aliens.
Cut, I mean, and perfect angling.
Aliens.
In fact, they said within a fraction of an inch or so of, you know, absolutely being perfect. And how do you do that with what was known at the time?
I don't know. Lined up with the stars.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they were still using landlines back then. That's how barbaric they were. So.
And Wi-Fi was awful.
Horrible.
The coverage, it was like one bar.
They didn't even have Blockbusters. It was movie galleries. Just a bunch of movie galleries. And Video Expresses.
Video Express. Continue with your random aerial facts.
Did you know of a man named William McConaughey? Something like
that. Some of
that
in your hair.
We got a something about Mary moment going on.
Yeah, bless it. William
McGonagall. Anyway, he was apparently history's worst poet. He found his only lucrative employment performing his work at a circus while the audience was allowed to pelt him with eggs, flour, herrings. You could throw herrings. Also potatoes.
Ow.
And stale bread.
That's... The makings of a soup.
I'm just thinking of his headstone, and it says, the world's worst poet.
Yeah.
That's his claim to fame.
There's a movie Meryl Streep was in called Florence Foster Jenkins.
Yeah.
And it's about a woman who thought she was a great singer, but she was actually very, very horrible at it.
Wow. Like that bridesmaid. Remember the other day, the bridesmaid who was... wailing, and then the best man fainted and face planted and knocked his teeth out.
I finally saw that Melissa McCarthy movie, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
That was a really good movie about an author. She wrote one good autobiography. She wrote a biography on some person in history. Mm. She wrote a really good one, just one, and it's a true story. And she was trying to work on another one, found an old letter from the subject she was writing about. She tried to sell that off because she needed money, and they wouldn't take it. They were like, eh, you know, it'll bring in a couple bucks. Well, then she stuck it in her typewriter. She matched the font. She typed a little bit extra onto the letter and made it a little bit more valuable. Then she started doing this with everything. She found old letters from old authors and other things, and she would type little bits of information in there that made it more valuable, scandalous, or whatever. Then she was busted and got arrested by the feds.
Melissa McCarthy?
She was in that movie, yeah, about it.
Have you...
The Lord says you don't need your microphone anymore.
You sure as hell did, didn't you?
It's called shrinkage.
Turn that air off. It's cold in
here. The mic in the studio just receded, went away from his face for some unknown
just
reason.
Backed off, man.
It backed off. Did you ever see the movie The Wife, by the way? Have you seen
with
it yet?
Glenn Close?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that, but I haven't watched it.
Check it out.
Exactly.
Check it out.
Have you ever heard of latchkey incontinence?
What?
No.
Latchkey incontinence.
Latchkey, like a latchkey kid?
Incontinence don't sound good.
Yeah, right? Here we go. Latchkey incontinence. This is a phenomenon where the urge to go to the bathroom gets stronger the closer you are to the bathroom. The example and the reason it gets its name is when you put your key in the front door when you return home from work. Because you've got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the closer you get to a bathroom, the more you have to go.
The closer I get.
Closer I get.
I've got such a long way to go.
Gotta go pee. I didn't know that states had a meal, but apparently Oklahoma's state meal is chicken fried steak, barbecued pork, fried okra. Good job, Oklahoma. Squash, cornbread, grits, corn sausage with biscuits and gravy, black-eyed peas, strawberries, and pecans.
What?
That's their meal.
What about Alabama?
Well,
why would you give us the Oklahoma one? Not the. I mean, I know I was born in Oklahoma, but why wouldn't you give us?
You were born in Oklahoma?
I was born in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Even I knew that.
Not every state has a state meal, but Oklahoma does.
They're extra like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find another one that has a state meal, but I don't see anybody else with a state meal.
I'll Google.
Oh, jeez, some of the things that come to mind. Never mind. Just edit.
No, Alabama has, we have a state nut.
Hi.
It's the pecan.
The pecan.
We have a state fruit.
The blackberry.
Hi. It is the blackberry. We have a state tree fruit. So a state, what? We couldn't just have a fruit? We have to have a tree fruit?
Peaches.
It's peaches.
Of course.
And not the singer. And the state dessert. You know what the state dessert is?
Pecan pie?
No, it's something called lane cake.
Lane cake.
The hell is a lane cake? I've never heard of a lane cake before.
I have.
No, please inform us all. Muffy. Tell us, old dear, what is a lane cake?
Ariel.
Hello.
Hello.
Seriously, what is a lane cake?
Let me look it up so I can describe
it. Oh, you need to look it up.
Well, because I don't want to get it wrong and then somebody
How can
call.
I live here for 40 years and never even heard of it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And this woman has.
Because there's bourbon in it.
Okay,
oh.
That's why.
Okay?
Leave it up to the alcoholic to know what's...
Hey, now... I am actually one of those. And
oh, you've
I,
been... No, you... And you've never heard of a lane cake either.
No.
That's all I needed to know about a lane cake. It's got bourbon in it, so it's the state... It's the state dessert.
It's also the state liquor.
Bourbon.
Okay.
Did you know the... It's either called the IG Nobel Prize or the Ig Nobel Prize. I do not know.
Ignoble,
maybe. You're exactly right. It's awarded for unusual or trivial discoveries and achievements. It is hosted by Harvard. It's attended by Nobel laureates. Last year's Ignoble Peace Prize was awarded to a team that measured the impact of shouting and cursing while driving in an automobile.
Did you know that for every 100 miles you drive, you will curse 41 times?
Yes.
Who figured that out?
Well, it's in here. It's in the...
Yeah.
41 times.
Learn that from you via prep.
And if you're in...
I saw it on Aerial Cursing.
if you're in Atlanta traffic, it's a lot more than 41
Lord.
Times.
Yeah. Did you know 1209 North Orange Street in Wilmington, Delaware...
Nothing. Oh, I need to go to Delaware.
That was the honeymoon vacation.
Well, we went to St. Louis, you just said. 1209 what?
1209 North Orange Street in Wilmington, Delaware. This is the registered agent address of about 285,000 businesses. Apple, American Airlines, Coca-Cola, Walmart, dozens of other companies.
Why that particular street address?
It's Delaware's corporate laws.
Corporation Trust Center.
Sometimes you'll hear at the end of, not all commercials, but some, a Delaware corporation.
Well, I do know that a lot of the bank statements come from Delaware.
Yeah.
300,000 businesses in this tiny, tiny building. Look at this building. Look at it. Look at it with your eyeballs. Look.
Companies have offices in Delaware due to its desirable corporate taxes
right.
and laws.
Yeah, now that we know, but...
And it is estimated that $9 billion of potential taxes were not levied over the past decade due to the Delaware loophole.
But why 1209 North Orange Street?
Oh, why just that particular one?
Why is there an address that, for all these businesses...
It's a post office box
thing.
So in 2012... It was the registered address for no fewer than 285,000 separate businesses,
wow,
including Google, American Airlines, Apple, General Motors, Coca-Cola, KFC, Verizon.
Amazing.
Deutsche Bank.
Yeah. Amazing.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both have registered companies at that same building.
Wow.
Tiny building.
Wow.
And I got a bulletin here from Mrs. Bredebuttle for you, Jay. Oh. My niece married inside of an ignoble ceremony in 2001. The wedding lasted 1 minute. Not the actual marriage, but the service.
The service.
Oh, wow. That's a fast one.
That's
do you. Do you. Yep, we're done.
Yep. Right here.
High five.
Right, yeah. Did you know that no one in the Salem witch trials was actually burned alive? 200 people were accused. 14 women and 5 men were executed by hanging. One man was crushed to death, and 5 people died while they were in jail, but no one was burned alive.
So where does that come from, then?
And they're still trying to track down that plot of land where and the piece of forest where all of those hangings took place.
Yeah.
I saw that in the hidden
in
America.
Aerial. Yeah.
No, it was an aerial story. Yeah. They were on the ground on this one.
American terrain.
Did you know that the head of the Untouchables, Elliot Ness, was only 26 years old and still lived with his parents during all that sort of during all that situation, all that stuff? He also never came face to face with Al Capone.
It is a fun movie to watch, but the movie The Untouchables with Kevin Costner doing another one of his horrible accents is so riddled with inaccuracies. I wish they had stuck to the...
This comment here says, Elliot Ness accomplished nothing. A federal judge never allowed the charges from Ness, instead having Capone indicted for tax evasion. Also, Ness met Capone after the trial. He was one of the agents that took Capone from the jailhouse to the train, which brought Capone to prison.
Wow.
But yeah.
Cleveland guy.
Elliot Ness?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I did not know that.
No.
And that's where you went back to work in law enforcement there, too.
Hmm. Did you know that a blue whale's tongue is as big as an elephant in both size and weight?
Wow.
I knew you were... I thought of the same drop.
This one?
Now think of it much larger.
He's got to slow it down.
I can't make it bigger. I can make it louder. Make it louder.
And finally, did you know that there is a hot dog bun autographed by Jimmy Carter?
No.
It currently sits on display at a restaurant in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
Why Toledo?
I don't know.
You know I'm going to ask questions.
I will
open probably campaigning
up
there.
Which MASH character came from Toledo?
Klinger.
Right.
Sometimes I fool everybody, don't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
I'm opening this up to figure out why. Bread signed by is on display at a restaurant. Hot dog buns signed by hot dog buns signed by celebrities line the walls at Tony Paco's in Toledo, Ohio.
Those are famous hot dogs. Now everybody knows Nathan's in New York, but
and Chris is here.
Yeah,
you get Nathan's at Food Outlet cost plus 10. Seriously,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony Paco's
Paco's is very famous.
Yep.
Most of these are custom-made artificial recreations, but the original tradition involves signing an actual bun. Burt Reynolds unintentionally got things started in the 70s by putting his autograph on bread instead of a piece of paper. And since then, politicians, actors, musicians put their signature on simple, perishable carbohydrates.
Oh, Burt.
Well, that's nice, but you can have your Tony Paco's. I'll take a Vienna wiener anytime.
Did you ever have a Vienna wiener?
No, I had a Chinese wiener one time.
Bam!
Yes. Just for old time's sake.
St. Augustine. On the television, air? Sorry.
Yeah. That's a random Emily fact. St. Augustine.
So Ariel St. Augustine.
Rich and Jay are going to decompose a pop quiz question worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet while...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. They're open now. How convenient is that? Those of you who don't have to go to work until 8 or 9, I don't know what that's like, but if you do and you're dealing with any kind of pain and have a busy lifestyle, you can get in to see Dr. Jeff Pasley before you go to the office. I mean, that's super convenient. There's a lot of things they do to help keep things moving, no pun intended. You can go to their website, milbertchiropractor.com, and fill out your new patient paperwork. You can set up your appointment online there. You can check out their insurance plans. They accept most insurance plans, and it tells you how to go about becoming a new patient at Milbert Family Chiropractic, all on the website, milbertchiropractor.com. So easy and convenient for you to check out any time of day. Give them a call, 285-8483. Again, located conveniently off of 65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang ready to help you get on the road to wellness and ditch having to take those everyday painkillers just to make it on through. Again, check out MillbrookChiropractor.com for more details and give them a call. 285-8483, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we learned about the state dinner of Oklahoma, and instead of having you list off all of those items, as there were many, I just want to know, what is Alabama's state dessert? And why is Emily so excited about it?
Why is Emily so excited about our state dessert? Okay, 272-9228 is the number to call right now. 272-9228. Winning answer gets you $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. We will check traffic while your calls come pouring in.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and we see a lot of folks out there on the roadways. Be careful if you're on the boulevard. There's a lot of traffic there, and it's stop and go at most of the traffic lights. We see a delay around I-85, also around the Troy Highway. If you're on the interstates, everything's rolling great on I-85. I-65, you should start seeing the slowdown between Prattville and Montgomery very shortly. Look out around the river bridges as you approach the downtown area. Traffic on the 31s is fine. No problem coming out of Wetumpka. A little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light and when you reach the boulevard. Remember, our school zones are back in force this morning. Speed limit in the school zones is 15 miles an hour. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's see, we give Brenda Fenderbender a chance to win today's pop quiz question. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
What do you think?
What's the Alabama state dessert, and when? Why is Emily excited about it?
It's the Lane cake.
And why is Emily so excited about that?
Because of the alcohol and the bourbon.
It's got like almost a cup of bourbon. Yay! Acceptable form of drinking.
Yeah, I didn't need the second part, but I just wanted it. That's all. You got the first part right. You were a winner, but I just wanted to know what the second part of that was.
I mean, it's no secret on this show that I enjoy bourbon.
No, it's not.
A proper Southerner.
We learned about that on Ariel Emily.
It's perfectly fine.
Emily Air Disasters. Too much drinking on the planet.
No, congratulations, though. That's the answer we were looking for. That's did you know Hemingway's KGB code name by any chance?
I do not.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. Just curious.
Yeah, so you've won a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet,
yes,
which is where you can buy the ingredients to make Lane cake.
What are some of the ingredients? Do you know?
Oh, there's pecans and cherries and all this stuff in it. Nice. It's really good.
Brenda, hang on. We're going to get you jam up and jelly tight.
Would it be amazing if the sales of Lane cake in Alabama go up in the next 24 hours?
Rename it to Old Lady Hayes cake.
I like that. I'll go with that.
I mean, I've got a salad named after me in Mobile, but it's bourbon free.
Hey, Brendan, what's your last name?
740.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Oh, a high. Breezy and cooler today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. North winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area this afternoon or this evening. The better rain chances are actually closer to the Georgia border today as a little front sneaks in from the east. Tonight, chilly. Overnight low 44. But it's going to be a good night for baseball, though. Just bring a jacket for the Max Capital City Classic at Riverwalk. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. Maybe teasing 70. Colder tomorrow night, overnight low 42. Thursday's a good day, a little warmer, high 73. Friday's a great day, high 78. Saturday will be up near 80. During the daytime, I think we're dry, but showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night into Sunday. The pollen count still in the high to very high range today and tomorrow and right on through the end of the week. So, again, my car continues to look yellow, but I do not own a yellow car. Right now, this morning, it is chilly. Well, not too bad. 50 degrees, west winds at 8 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies at 741.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
There is a business you may not need today. In fact, you may not need them tomorrow. You may not need this business this week, but you will eventually need a plumber. And may I suggest our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire, because they are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. You can call in the middle of the night. You can call on a weekend. You can call on a holiday, and they're ready for action. And they're very professional. I like a lot of things. First of all, I love the way they pick up the phone and tell me they're on their way. And then usually within 10 minutes, there they are. I like the way that they diagnose the problem, then they show me, this is what's going on, and this is what it's going to cost, and it will take this number of minutes, and yes, I mean, that's a great thing. I love the whole house plumbing inspection they gave my house, because I wanted to know if there was a big problem lurking that was about to become a major problem, and I got a good report. Plumbing by Lukewire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
We have some random callers who are still on the phone. Let's say good morning to Joel. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Greg. I love all of y'all, but that's, hey, you need to leave Emily's microphone on, because without her, it would just be three men instead of three men and a female.
This is, well, I mean, we got Bailey in here, too.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I knew she had a fit last week about the saying female. So
mm-hmm. Oh, female. I got you.
I see.
Oh, I
knew
exactly
what he was
saying.
But I love Emily, too. I just wanted to kind of pick on her. But the code name was Argo, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Argo was the code name. Exactly. Good.
Yeah. But yep. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Joel. Let's see. T-Spirit, good morning to you.
Good morning. And I don't normally get to call in the morning because I'm running in too many different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually do make a lane cake.
You make
a lane cake? Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
How much bourbon do you use?
I don't use bourbon. Oh. I use blackberry wine.
Ah!
And I use about, actually, 2 cups.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take it and you put about a cup in the frosting mix.
Right.
It's made of ground raisins, ground pecan, sugar, and egg yolks. And that's about all that goes in it, other than the blackberry wine. What? And then you take it and you put it down in a cake container and you cover it with cheesecloth after you've got it frosted and everything.
Uh-huh.
And you pour about a quarter cup of blackberry wine on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a week later, you pour about another quarter cup of blackberry wine on it. And then you might want to taste it because it is, it will, let me put it to you this way. The one of the few things that I remember as a child,
mm-hmm,
was getting to have a slice of lane cake,
right?
Because you had to sneak it from the adults, because by that time it had so much alcohol in it, the kids shouldn't be eating.
I see.
And I always made it during Christmas time. And well, it was one of my father's favorite desserts.
So it is a holiday kind of thing then?
Yes, it is.
Of course, I got you. During the holidays.
Well, you have it during the Christmas time because this way it stays cold. Otherwise, it would kind of mold on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want it out when it's really warm at all. You want to have it when it's cold outside.
Now, I mean, living here for 41 years, I want to try some lane cake sometime.
Well,
have a piece for me and let me know how it is.
Hey.
And I tell you what, this next year for Christmas, I will make one and I will bring you one.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
And I'll put that on my list of to-do for this next year.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate the call.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Lisa?
Hey, darling. I got the recipe for Grandma's plain cake.
Yeah.
Okay, and I can send it to anyone. It's, you know, just local ingredients like that.
They're, yeah. Well, this last lady put blueberry?
Blackberry
wine.
Wine is, yeah.
Well, you know, I know Maker's Mark is excellent. It's excellent. I have sampled it myself. But anyway, the this one calls for a cup of brandy.
Oh, brandy.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
You're a fine girl.
I knew. I was just waiting to see which one of you would say
good
it.
Good life
you would be.
But the love of my lady, Mrs. C.
Lisa. Pardon Popeye the weatherman. We're and we have to welcome
Mr. Sandman.
We may have developed carpal tunnel because we can never do anything quite on time on this show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. That's okay. You gave me time to wake up.
All right.
Yeah. And Rich, I want to thank you for having the storms hold off after we closed yesterday.
That was all me, man.
Yeah. I know. My big truck was in the shop, and I was so afraid the afternoon rains were going to come in and kill all of our deliveries, and we had a whole bunch of them, but it didn't. It worked out, and we can still, well, we're kind of full on deliveries today, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we still got open spots, so we are having the final days of my March sale, and it has been madness, I assure you.
So, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, but that's my only basketball reference I will make.
Okay.
Well, what kind of brackets do you have over there that you could sell us?
Hold up.
I'm sorry. I don't know. That's the best I could do.
Okay, well, that's fine.
All right.
We'll cut this. But, yeah, we are winding down our sale. I'm just about out of my big warehouse. I've been spending most of the day today getting some adjustable bases out. Those things are heavy. And we have sold bukoodles of those. If you have anybody who needs an adjustable base, we've got the best prices in town by far. On the internet, you won't touch our prices anywhere. I buy a lot of specials and closeouts from factories, and I sell them for basically what they used to be at wholesale, pretty much. I've got the head-up-only bases, which are good if you have acid reflux or something like that. I only have the twin longs left, which two of those make up a king. But the two head-up only adjustable bases to make up a king is only $2.99. They're the same ones other stores sell for $6.99 each or $1,400. So come see us. We got lots of mattresses. We've started stock putting our new mattresses out on the floor, our new inventory for 2019. Finally getting on the floor. We've cleared out enough space. I have a few Certas left over, some of the Scott Brothers from Restylic, which are really, really premium, nice mattresses that have been, prices have been cut in half. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side across from the Dollar General, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And if you need a mattress today, we can load you up and send you on your way. So,
without any interference from the weather.
Not today. It's a good day today.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman. Appreciate you. We have, so much more coming up. Next hour, we'll do a conundrum, give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. We've got some great stupid news. Morning Maroons, this whole stack represents people who did stupid things, including, now, British Airways, that's a pretty, I watch Ariel, you know.
Sure.
And British, now this wasn't a crash, but how does a British Airways plane land in Scotland instead of its destination in Germany?
I heard about that.
That, who the heck was
took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
bad maps.
Probably had a little bit too much Lane Cake. We got Fox Business, and then we're back.
An Israeli tech startup that it believes will make it easier for you to order in the store and online. It's paying more than $300 million for Dynamic Yield. Apple shares are recovering after investors are taking a closer look at its new TV service, credit card, and digital publishing service. Apple's charging up to $9.99 a month for what The Verge says will be selected Wall Street Journal articles and other news. Tech analyst Ian Wishengrad believes it'll pick up a lot of subscribers.
Everyone's saying, you know what, we'll try, we'll sign up for a year, we'll see how it works, because you don't want to be left behind when Apple decides to make a decision.
WeWork, the office rental space business, says it now has 400,000 clients in 100 cities, but it lost $2 billion in the recent quarter because it was spending on its business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organ's in as a 12th seed? The Sweet 16.
Boy, have I got a surprise plan for the basketball tournament coming up on Thursday. And I'll announce it as soon as I let the other person know. Involving them in a surprise.
What a surprise!
I think it's a great idea. The Capital City Classic this week, so...
Tonight.
You're right, tonight. Mm-hmm. And so that means there is actually life outside of football season.
I know, opening day.
Thursday.
But spring football has begun.
I spring practice isn't like spring training where you actually have two teams playing and you have real players out there. It's more of a thing. And again, next hour, Morning Maroon nominees galore. Cadbury.
She hates them, but we love them. So.
If it was laying cake,
oh, yes.
You'd like it.
Mm-hmm. You do have, I mean...
Don't not tell a story just because it's something I don't like. It's not stopped you in the last 2 years.
Said an embittered Emily Hayes.
a little sting on the end of that one.
A little hashtag real talk on a Tuesday.
Oh. We have a couple of things that I got to find a place to stick, and here's... This is as good of a place to stick this as any.
Yeah, you know.
Stick! Yeah. It's the list of famous people who have an entire species named after them.
Oh, what? Wow.
Is Michael McDonald on that list?
There's a there's a parasite named after Shakira. And it is, that makes its host, usually a caterpillar, shake its hips vigorously. It's called Aliotis Shakirae. I was once doing a career day at a high school, and I was talking about, you know, how stations pick songs, and I said, for example, if Sharika, and the kids all started laughing immediately.
Sharika?
Well, we didn't play Sharika on my station. I didn't know.
Shakira?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, gosh, I remember the days of Sade.
There is a bootylicious horsefly named after Beyoncé. It's called Scaptia Beyonce, and it's an all black horsefly, except for its gold colored butt.
Oh. Gold colored butt.
Metallica has been honored. Mm-hmm. The Metallica Nunum Nuoparstaceous Parasite Wasp was named in homage to Metallica and their album Master of Puppets. Nuoparstaceous is Greek for ruler of the puppets.
Okay.
And it's a reference to how the wasps hosts become lifeless and brain dead, you know, like some of our politicians. There's a species of beetle that's leg muscles are so big it was named after Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Huh?
It's called Agra Schwarzeneggeri.
Jeez.
Agra Schwarzeneggeri. And then finally, Daft Punk has a flatworm named after them.
What is it, Beavis?
It has a flatworm named after them because its junk resembles Daft Punk's helmet.
Junk resembles Daft Punk's helmet.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, that's a fantastic reason to get named after something.
Whoa.
Your head looks like an animal's...
It's called Bacalella Daft Punka. So there you go. Five celebrities who will go to their graves with the honor of being part of a...
And I challenge you to find that anywhere across the radio dial today.
You didn't
like
that?
I'm just saying, you're not going to get that anywhere else.
You didn't like the Sloppy Joe. You didn't like my...
Like the Sloppy Joe?
I loved...
I don't know. That's what he said.
Sloppy Joe.
You didn't like
I don't understand why we don't ever play the Sloppy Joe song when we have Sloppy Joes.
Do we have that?
Can't win.
Did I put that in the system, the Sloppy Joe? No.
Do we have
no idea if you did or not.
I have a lot of things that start with slap.
You know what?
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Yeah, I'd mentioned it to
Would
Jay.
You get it for me?
Yes, that's what I was about to say. If you would have let me.